Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Saturday night, Eureka Police received reports of a vehicle versus pedestrian collision at the intersection of Carson Street and J Street. Officers located a young teenage male in the roadway hit by a passing vehicle. Pedestrians suffered life-threatening injuries during the collisions. Due to the extent of those injuries, he was flown out of the area for high level of care, but yesterday EPD was notified that the juvenile succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead. It's reported now by witnesses that the juvenile was standing stationary in the intersection in the southbound lane of J Street outside a crosswalk and was looking down at his cellular phone when he was hit. There was no immediate indication of intoxication or impairment on the part of either the driver or the pedestrian. EPD would like to remind the public that cell phone distraction is not confined to only motorists, but it applies to everyone. Inattention appears to have played a major role in this horribly tragic collision that resulted in the loss of a very young life. The tragedy not only affects those close to the juvenile, but the motorist as well. The investigation continues as the sheriff's office works to apprehend some vandals that left thousands of Suddenlink communication customers without service on Friday, and just after midnight, unknown suspects cut fiber optic cables from a vault near Blue Slide Road in Ferndale, and they then took about 24 feet of cable. Approximately 2 hours later, another Suddenlink service.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
For this Monday's Our Community, we continue with discussion of helping strengthen business development in the region. One way local government can help is to better utilize its own resources and even get more done with less. A topic for doing just that has been consolidating law enforcement's dispatch services. Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey explains the benefits.
I think it's something that can work for Humboldt County, especially for the Sheriff's Office and Eureka Police Department, and eventually maybe the whole county would want to join in on that. And today, with budgets the way they are, consolidation of services is the way to go.
Downey says the idea is not officially moving forward, but the talk has been increasing.
The idea is one that is happening all over the state of California and nationwide, a consolidation of resources. Instead of having in the city of Eureka two separate dispatch centers, why not have one?
Dispatch consolidation is happening nationwide as local governments work with less money. Stay tuned next Monday as we continue exploring the topic of development in our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.